Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back,
baby. The big white house on the hill. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, having a great visit with John Deeney. I'm Jim Blasingame, your host. John's our guest. He's the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. And especially if you want to follow John at johndeeney.com, especially if you are a baby boomer business owner. Hey, John, we've been talking about two companies. One who's having the worst of times, but the owner is excited because he's discovered some things about his company that he likes now. And the other one who's having the best of times, but the owner's kind of worried. And so, you know, as I said earlier, sometimes, you know, I've known people who inherited businesses. And even though they had no debt, the business was good, they didn't know how to create this again. If they ever lost it, they'd be dead in the water. And they were always on, like a cat on a hot tin roof. They were always antsy. They're always jumpy because they were so afraid. They operated their company like they were so afraid that they'd lose it because they didn't know their dad knew how to build it because he built it. But they didn't know how because they inherited it. And sometimes you and I've known people who were, maybe they didn't inherit a business, but they just were so darn lucky for so long that maybe they never really got comfortable with their success. What do you think?
Yeah, well, luck counts too. I mean, I've served hundreds of business owners just informally over the years, and you know, it's just kind of a fun question. I say, if you could have one partner in the world and you had a choice between a guy that was incredibly skilled at your business and one that was just lucky, who would you take? And they all go, oh, the guy that was lucky.
Yeah. But you know,
in this case, it's not a company that was lucky. In this case, he's coming off 24-25% growth last year.
Yeah.
And the first quarter was over 20% ahead of the first quarter last year.
Wow.
I mean, you know, they are really cranking it over the fence. You know, it's a home run, and it's the result of years of work and, you know, big investments in technology and big investments in getting better people in, you know, getting top management in that can handle the growth. And, you know, after a phenomenal year followed by a phenomenal first quarter, everybody's relaxing. And he's watching his metrics department by department, and every department is off. Not much, a point or two. But, you know, order
is he attributing that to the way the economy's going, or is he attributing it to complacency?
No, inventory turns are dropping just a bit. Order fill is dropping just a bit. The correct delivery metrics are dropping just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to his top managers about it. And he's saying, look, we're not greedy. I'm not saying you have to hit it out of the park. But, you know, we shouldn't be backsliding. And what he feels, they're not saying it to his face, of course, but what he feels is like, hey, we're doing great.
Right.
What's to worry?
Yeah, why are you worried about this?
You know, we're making a bunch of money this mm-hmm. year. We'll be fine. You know, and you know what lost momentum is like in a business.
Yep.
I mean, it's not something you just turn around and say, okay, today we're going to become high performers
mm-hmm.
again. And he's trying very hard to communicate to his people, look, this isn't greed. This isn't about you always have to be better than you were last week. But it is about being as good as we already know we can be. And we're not that good anymore.
Sustained performance is a tough taskmaster.
It's hard. He had one, the same company, story from a couple of years ago. We brought a guy in, and this was more a line level employee. And he said, you did a performance review time, and he said, you did a great job. We had goals for you. You accomplished about 80% of your goals, and you know, you're going to get your pay increase, and I've thought about it, and here are the goals I think we should set for next year for improvement. And the guy looked at him, and he said, you people are never happy. I'm not going to improve year. I quit.
Well, you know, yeah, and it's it thing. I mean, it's one of the things that's uncomfortable with a lot of people about capitalism, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I had a client say to me a couple months ago, it was great. He was looking for a new salesperson, and I said, "What is the group we were in, the tab board?" Said, "What is the primary characteristic you're looking for in a salesperson?" And he said, "Someone who doesn't think profit is a sin."
Right. Yeah. We need that. We need a few folks in Washington to get that too, John. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. It's always fun.
Thanks for two great stories. JohnDeeney.com is the place where you can find him. You can find his blog there and all the things he does, his Taborg organization, and his books as well. Be sure to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.